SBS Radio.
Born into a world of technology, the internet is rarely far from the grasp of young Australians, while prolific Year 9 student Holly Samaranayake says it can also be harmful.
Bullying comes across in social media nowadays, especially as there's Snapchat, Instagram and Facebook, and it's less so in the schoolyard.
Another Year 9 student, Angus Kramer, says social media makes it easy for bullies to spread hatred.
Well, I've seen people, you know, show some other people, photos of other people in the school on their phone, laugh about it, stuff like that, and that happens quite a bit. And that can also transfer into the schoolyard environment. People can, you know, bully you for stuff that's happened online as well.
A counselling service run by Kids Helpline receives about 3,500 calls a year from young people experiencing bullying. The organisation's Tony Fitzgerald says more than a third of calls concern cyberbullying.
Social media platforms certainly have a role to play in this space, and they have responsibilities to ensure that their platform can be used appropriately and safely. However, when we're talking about the issue of bullying and cyberbullying, we're also talking about behaviour of individuals.
Founder of Cyber Safety Solutions, Susan McLean, says having children switch off their devices altogether is not realistic and other action is needed.
But I think it's vital that social media companies partner with organisations within a community to try to stem the rise of hate and bullying online. And cyberbullying is not a technology issue, it's a social issue, it's an interpersonal relationship issue that's playing out online.
The social media giant Facebook has 2 billion people on its platforms. Its global head of safety, Antigone Davis, says the company has a team of almost 20,000 people working towards identifying harmful material within 24 hours.
But more than that, we're also using more and more technologies to get ahead of these issues and to be able to pull things down quickly, as well as to actually prioritize reports so that we can move fast through them. We can put in place the policies, the tools, and whatever else we need to really try to create a safe platform, but we can't do it without partners like Project Rocket building programs in schools.
As part of recognizing its responsibility, Facebook, which also owns Instagram, has pledged $1 million to a youth-driven anti-bullying initiative, Project Rocket. Co-founder of Project Rocket, Rosie Thomas, says together they aim to build a network of 10,000 digital ambassadors across 600 schools over the next 2 years.
This is all about peer-based, youth-driven anti-bullying education. It's not enough to just like tell strategies. We need to go so much beyond that. We need young people to come up with the strategies, to own them, and to give them the platform to actually lead on the issues that they're the experts on.
Education Minister Dan Tehan, who has just launched the federal government's latest cyber safety framework for schools, has welcomed Facebook's investment.
Yeah, I don't think there is one silver bullet that will fix this issue. I think we've got to look at a variety of programs, but the most important thing is now we're starting to get programs in place where we empower kids, where we empower principals and teachers, but also we can inform and empower broader members of the community.
Rosie Thomas says it's important for young people to understand that no one deserves to be bullied.
Anyone who sees anyone else being bullied, it's so much easier to stand up for someone else than it is for them to stand up for themselves. So take the plunge and actually stand up. Have the courage to have somebody's back.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.